To Belfast next, where a pensioner who exploited vulnerable young women by supplying them with heroin in exchange for them working as prostitutes has been handed a 7-year sentence. 71-year-old Oliver James McCormack was sentenced at Belfast Crown Court this morning, having previously pleaded guilty to 40 offences, which included charges of human trafficking and controlling prostitution. Speaking outside the court, Detective Inspector Rachel Miskelly said McCormack targeted 9 female victims, supplying them with drugs and ensuring they became dependent upon him for their supply of heroin.
McCormack targeted a total of 9 female victims. He supplied them with drugs, ensuring that over time they would become dependent on him for their supply of heroin. He groomed and encouraged them to become involved in sex work and controlled their prostitution by arranging meetings with sex buyers, transporting them to and from appointments. The defendant himself also engaged in sexual acts with these individuals.
For more, we can talk to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, this is a really shocking case. Will you give us the background to it?
It is indeed. What you said, McCormack was prosecuted, convicted and sentenced after an investigation by the PSNI's Modern Slavery and Human Trafficking Unit. And he wasn't alone. 3 other men were previously found guilty and sentenced as part of this investigation. Men aged between 61 and 79. Now, the police said that while they weren't working together as some kind of organised crime group, they all had one common factor, one common aim. They targeted young women, people who they knew were vulnerable. Oliver McCormack, in his case, the judge today said, had on occasion picked up women outside the Women's Aid Centre in Belfast, a place where women who are vulnerable, who perhaps are victims of domestic abuse or have to seek help for other reasons, they would go there for help. He would arrange to meet them outside that centre and then bring them to men who he had arranged to pay for sexual services. And the background of the case is he would deliberately identify people he knew were vulnerable. He would then supply them with heroin, get them hooked on heroin, and then they became totally dependent on him. In return, he forced them to work as prostitutes. And they prostituted themselves to him, to his friends, and to clients who paid money. And some very distressing details in this case. Sometimes the young women were so intoxicated, so high in drugs, they didn't know what was happening. They couldn't resist what was happening. Some said afterwards they had no recollection of what was happening. And over a course of years, he abused them through drugs and then abused them as well by turning them into sex workers. So they became dependent on him, not only for drug supply, but also to earn a living, because that was how they got the money they needed to buy the drugs, was through working for him. And if they refused to do what he said, if they refused to meet clients, he would cut off their drug supply, he would cut off all contact with them and leave them desperately reaching out for help.
Vincent, he targeted 9 women. Have any of them reacted to what's been happening today?
Targeted 9 women. Some of those women and their families were in court today. Worth pointing out that one of his victims has since died from a drug overdose. So some of the other families were in court today as he sat in the dock and was sentenced to 7 years. Now, because half of that will be spent on licence and he had also spent some time in prison on remand, he is due for release before the end of this year. Now, that has outraged those families and the victims themselves. Some shouted abuse at McCormack as he was led out of the court today. He didn't respond to any of that, but outside, some of the families, who can't be named for legal reasons, made it very clear that they were deeply, deeply unhappy at the length of this sentence.
Vincent, thank you very much. That was our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. We'll have more on the News at 1 after a quick break.